Almost 50 years after it debuted on TV, the gothic soap opera Dark Shadows comes back from the dead today. Tim Burton and Johnny Depp's take on the cult classic that featured werewolves, zombies, witches, time travel, and a parallel universe opens in movie theaters today. Joining us now to talk about it is film critic David Edelstein of New York Magazine and Fresh Air. Good morning, David.
Good morning, and I don't remember any zombies. Maybe there were. I mean, some of the actors looked a little like zombies.
Maybe but that the, was it. It was a paranormal vampire soap opera that, of course, originally aired in the late 60s through 1971. Does that make for good movie material in 2012?
It would make for good movie material since it's a basic gothic premise. It's essentially came down to a kind of lovelorn vampire who didn't want to be a vampire, who endlessly fought against his curse. And although he was originally conceived as a villain, as a sort of one-shot villain, he ended up winning so much of the affection of the fans that he became not only a television hero, but he was showing up, Jonathan Frid, the actor, alongside Bobby Sherman and David Cassidy in Tiger Beat and 16 magazine, and it was very peculiar, this 40-year-old, very uncomfortable-looking man as this teen heartthrob. But I guess it's to Johnny Depp's credit, when he initiated this project, that he said, I don't want to go that heartthrob route. I want to play Barnabas Collins as very, very weird. And I want the entire movie to be like some kind of LSD trip of the early 1970s, all these gothic and grand guignol motifs all jumbled together in a kind of Addams Family-like slapstick spoof of the original soap.
Well, you know, both Tim Burton and Johnny Depp have professed their love of Dark Shadows, but I have
to
tell you,
really believe
yeah,
that.
As a fan of the show myself, when it was in syndication here, you know, in New York in the 80s, the early 80s, the movie previews I've seen for the film really have me worried. You know, here's a quick back-to-back comparison.
She was so cold and cruel. I don't understand how my counterpart could be so different from me.
That entire world is different from the one that you know.
Who the hell is this?
I'm a vampire, madam.
Oh, super fat.
Welcome home, Barnabas Collins.
How soon can the horses be ready?
We don't have horses. We have a Chevy.
Okay, well, goodbye. I don't really need to say anything more after that, do I? You know, the movie is just, it's rollicking, it's jokey. It's meandering. If it were, I wouldn't mind that it meandered if it were really funny. And I wouldn't mind that it were funny if it didn't meander. And it's certainly not scary.
You know, I haven't seen the film. I've just seen the preview. But to me, it almost seems like a kind of bombastardization of the show to make up a word. I mean, what do you think Dark Shadows fans are going to think of this?
Well, I would advise them, if they're going to go, to just remove that section of their memory and just prepare to see a spoof. Ava Green, who does multiple strip teases as the witch Angelique, she's no Laura Parker, who was the original, but she is absolutely a delightful comedian. And the movie, it is very, very striking looking, with these great splashes of phosphorescent color against these sort of charcoal and white backdrop. But any resemblance to Dan Curtis's Dark Shadows is entirely coincidental.
There's no shortage of vampire movies out there, you know, with the Twilight series and everything else. Does Dark Shadows add anything to the crowded field?
Vampires might be played out. I don't know. They've become so common nowadays, everywhere you look. I mean, at least he wears a cape.
Right. Whereas when the TV show came out, that was different. I mean, you had kind of a vampire with a conscience, right?
Yes, that was, he really was. You would really have to go back to late 19th century literature to find a tragic vampire in the way that you found, in the way that Jonathan Frid was as Barnabas Collins. He was a great, memorable character, however freaky the circumstances in which he came to life, or undeath, as the case may be.
All right, well, thanks so much, David.
Thank you.
David Edelstein of New York Magazine and Fresh Air. And we'll go out with the theme song of the original Dark Shadows. So they don't really write them like that anymore, do they?
Certainly not in this movie.